Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Twins and Rangers, game three of a four-game set down in Arlington. And the Twins have won the first two, a couple of tight ball games, good pitching performances, good work out of the bullpen. And Phil Miller joins us. He covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. And he joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Phil, always good to visit with you. I'm sure you're glad you're indoors.
Yeah, I have kind of changed my tune on the old ballpark. I loved the old ballpark at Arlington, and was disappointed that they traded it in for, you know, what is a giant airplane hangar. It has been it's currently 104 here, and it has been over 100 every day that we've been here. And it, I mean, you leave after the game, and it's 95. So I understand why the Rangers don't want to inflict this sort of thing on their players, on their fans. It makes a lot more sense now.
No, and Phil, you bring up a great point. Of course, when the Washington Senators Part Two moved to Texas, they played in what was a glorified minor league ballpark for years.
Yeah,
and then they moved into the new park in Arlington, and that was an upgrade, but it was completely enclosed. It didn't have a roof, and I had never been there, but the Twins fans that I have talked to said it was ridiculously hot even at night.
Yeah, like I said, we leave, you know, I left the ballpark close to midnight last night, and it was 90, 94 or something like that. And if the wind is blowing, it's like someone has a blow dryer in your face. It's quite something. I remember I attended a couple of games a long time ago in that first ballpark. I remember it was the only park in the big leagues that had more seats in fair territory than foul. It just had huge bleachers in the outfield, which was really not ideal for paying customers.
And exposed to the sunlight in Texas. And there was a thought about the Rangers that as long as they played outside or played the lion's share of their games outside, that they wouldn't win because it was just so draining that by the time even some good clubs got to September, they just ran out of gas. So I don't know if there's any truth to that theory, but the Rangers have had some success as of late.
Yeah, you may have heard they won the World Series last year. I'll say one thing too. They are enjoying reminding everybody that it reminds me of when the Red Sox broke their curse in 2004. In 2005, they talked about World Series champions endlessly in Boston, and it's kind of that way here too. They gave replica World Series rings to fans on Thursday. They gave World Series champion hoodies to fans last night. They bring it up a lot.
Yeah, and this year has been a step back. At the moment, 11 games under 500, and have dropped the first two games of the series to the Twins. And the Twins, you've got to give them credit. And I want to start with Simeon Woods Richardson. Rocco Baldelli, we played a cut before the news 10 minutes ago or 15 minutes ago, and he said it is okay if you don't have your best stuff to get credit for a win. And he went five and got credit for the win. The Twins got a couple of home runs, including a three-run shot from Carlos Santana, and they win the ball game. It's all good.
It was a crazy game. The Rangers hit, I think I counted eight balls to the warning track, and the Twins caught every one of them. As Ryan Jeffers said, if the fences were in about 5 feet, he gives up eight home runs in that game. But and he said he didn't have his best stuff, but he was getting hard. And Rocco said, they probably out hit us yesterday. Probably are sitting over there thinking, what do we got to do? But that's just how baseball goes.
Yeah, and pretty solid performance out of the bullpen. Once again, Simeon Woods Richardson goes five, but they were able to piece it together and get a win. And Griffin Jacks has had a fine year and maybe doesn't get enough credit.
He definitely doesn't. I have talked to a pitching analytics guru. The Sabre convention was just in town, and he was telling me that he was asking me, why don't we talk more about Griffin Jacks? According to his statistical measures, Griffin Jacks is the best reliever in baseball this season. He had numbers to back it up, and he said, it's just the bias towards the closer. You don't notice the setup man quite as much, but Griffin Jacks, it is news when he gives up a run, because it doesn't happen very often. I'm almost sure he hasn't given up one in August yet. So he's on quite a roll.
Phil Miller joining us from the Star Tribune covers the Twins. They are in Arlington to play the Rangers tonight. David Festa on the mound, and with all the injuries, a number of key injuries, and we'll jump into that in more detail in a moment, but Festa getting an opportunity. He's a big kid. He's a young guy with a team that has a very good chance to get to the postseason.
Yeah, and if they do, he'll be partly responsible for it. This is his sixth start, I believe, and he went from a guy that after every start we'd say, did he earn another one? Will he be here for the next one? And we don't ask anymore, because he's on the team. He's got to perform every fifth day. It's interesting that the Rangers have a relief pitcher named Festa as well, and he faced eight batters last night, retired them all. So it turns out that they are no relation, but that's the sort of performance the Twins are looking for tonight. But with Festa and with Simeon Woods Richardson, and now with Zebby Matthews, he'll start Monday in San Diego. This is what they're going to ride to get to the postseason if they indeed make it, and they look like they're on their way now.
Yeah, and then Pablo Lopez gets a start on Sunday, and I think with each and every start, fans are, when is the Pablo Lopez maybe we saw in 2023 going to arrive on the scene? And that's an open-ended question, because it has been a different year for Pablo.
It has. He has been surpassed this year by both Joe Ryan and certainly now Bailey Ober, the ace of the staff. Not much doubt about that, the way he's pitched in the last 2 months. Pablo is ever optimistic, though, and he thinks he has tracked down some problems. There were some he thinks he was losing focus with his arm angle, and that he can adjust that. He has been okay, but not great for about a month now. He hasn't, he in Oakland, I think it was, he retired 17 straight batters, and he hasn't had a game like that since. But I just talked to him today, and he's pretty eager to get out there tomorrow.
Yeah, and final game of that four-game series for the Twins. All right, on the injury front, Byron Buxton a couple of days ago put on the injured list, 10-day injured list. Any indication, could this linger, or will this be a brief stint? Once again, 10-day IL, but that doesn't mean a whole lot ultimately on when he would return to the lineup and contribute.
It doesn't, although the thought was, they didn't put him on the injured list until the day of the first game here, because they were hopeful that he could fly down and play yesterday. The new information is interesting. They've discovered or decided that the injury is basically some scar tissue from a similar injury he had 2 years ago. Mm. And so they gave him a cortisone shot, and that should help loosen the scar tissue and hopefully take care of it. But I asked Nick Paparesta, the trainer, is that good or bad that it's something like that? And he said, it can go both ways. It's the sort of thing that it could come back. He doesn't think it'll linger because they're able to treat it. But the fact that this has recurred now, there's no new injury. There's nothing that they can find on scans that looks like a problem. But he was in real pain. He couldn't sit down comfortably. They're pretty confident that another week off will be enough for him. But, now they have to be on the lookout for, is this something that he's going to have to deal with every year or two, every month or two? Nobody knows.
Phil Miller joining us from the Star Tribune. Twins and Rangers coming up. Lineup card gets started at 5:30. First pitch after 6 o'clock. As we mentioned, David Festa on the mound for the Twins as they try and win the third game of this four-gamer down in Texas. Any updates on Brooks Lee or any thought on when he may start work again and return to the lineup?
Yeah, he is improving, but it's an injury that is mostly just going to be treated with rest. He's able to hit from the left side, I believe, and they're working on that, and hopefully the pain when he hits right-handed, they'll put him out there to take some swings right-handed on Monday and see if that improves. It's the sort of thing that they're kind of optimistic, but the Twins have a bad history of injuries taking longer than they expected. I mean, Carlos Correa for one, and so they're not committing to how soon he'll be back, but they did say he is improving.
And on Correa, the last time we visited, and you keep hearing that they're just going to rely on Correa on when he's ready to go and start work, and it'll be up to him when he says, hey, I'm good to go.
Yeah, and he kind of had to back off a little bit last week, but he's running full speed again. They need him to run full speed, several days in a row to prove that he's okay. They're trying a lot of different things. I know that he has a shoe contract, so he doesn't really want to talk about this, but I know he's tried different shoes, different makers, different options that might allow him to run a little more pain-free on the right foot. But he said when it happened in San Francisco that he thought it would only be a week or two, and that was 5 weeks ago now. So he went through it last year. It's an injury that just doesn't go away if you push it too much. So I'm sure it's really frustrating for him and for the Twins.
Well, Phil, always good to visit with you. I wonder if the agent, is like, okay, if you put on a new shoe, you got to strategically place the duct tape, et cetera.
Yeah.
Over the-
we've been talking about that, and he doesn't want to talk about it, so
I'm sure
it would not surprise me if he is wearing an unbranded shoe when he returns.
Yeah, in the working with the agent. Yeah, we need to get something, no logos, and yeah. Good luck with that.
yeah, but if it gets him back on the field, you know, it's not like Carlos is, it's not like he needs the endorsement money that bad. So I think the $200 million contract makes getting on the field maybe a little more important.
Yeah, I would think the rent is probably not a concern.
Well, right.
Phil, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Okay, Steve, good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Phil Miller covers the Twins for the Star Tribune and is so generous with his time, particularly leading up to the ball games on Saturdays here at News Talk E3OWCCO. By the way, our sports coverage continues in earnest ahead of Game 4 of this series down in Texas, and that's the Huddle. Pete Najeri and Dave Schwartz between 10 and noon. And then, of course, Inside Twins, the lineup card on a Sunday, and the final game of the four-game set here on the home of the Twins. News Talk, E3OWCCO. Game 3 on the way. We'll have a look at the Major League scores, the Major League standings, sneak peek at the lineup behind David Vesta tonight here on News Talk, E3OWCCO. Twins and Rangers coming up. If you haven't heard, this autumn we're celebrating our 100th birthday here at WCCO Radio. And I'm really excited. Coming up, starting at the fair, our 100th anniversary album, loaded with highlights over the years, will be available for sale. And I've had a chance to hear some of the stuff, and it is great. I also heard that I did not make the cut. That
oh, boy, here we go.
No, I'm just saying, there's a lot of great stuff on there, and it'll be available for sale at the fair. The 100th anniversary album celebrating 100 years of WCCO Radio. You're going to want that. Very cool indeed. All right, let's get you up to date on what's going on in the big leagues at the moment. First, the standings in the East. New York leading Baltimore by a game. New York best record in the American League. In the Central, Cleveland leading Minnesota by 3. Kansas City 5 back. Houston lead Seattle by 3 in the AL West. Over in the NL, Phillies by 8 over Atlanta. Milwaukee by 10 over Cincinnati. And LA leading Arizona, how about that, by 3 right now. Those are the division standings. And if you're wondering about the wild card, here are the wild card standings at the moment. Baltimore, your wild card leader. Then it's the Twins and the Royals. So at the moment, for the wild card, Orioles, Twins, Royals, Red Sox lurk, then the Mariners and the Rays. Twins in really good spot when it comes to the wild card in the American League. All right, before we run out of time, want to take a look, a sneak peek at that lineup before we turn it over to the pregame lineup card here on News Talk 830 WCCO. As we mentioned, David Vesta on the mound for the Twins tonight as they try and win their third straight over the Rangers in this series. And here's how they're going to go at shortstop. Castro leading off. Larnach in left. He'll bat second. Batting third, Lewis at third. In the cleanup spot, the DH will be Walner. Batting fifth, Santana at first. He had the big three-run bomb on Friday night. That turned out to be the difference. Kepler's in left, and he will bat sixth. Batting seventh, Eddie Julian's back. He'll be at second base. Batting eighth, Vasquez will catch. Batting ninth, Martin in center field. So here's how the Twins are going to go. Castro, Larnach, Lewis, Walner, Santana, Kepler, Julian, Vasquez, and Martin behind David Vesta's ERA up at 5.2, but he has put together 2 wins and 2 losses as a starter for the injury plagued Twins. Eovaldi will start for the Rangers tonight. Maybe their best starter this year, Nathan, 34-year-old veteran, 8-6 ERA, 3.75. So the Twins' bats will be challenged a bit in steamy Arlington, Texas. But the good news is they have a permanent roof down there. It was cool and comfortable for the ball game tonight. Stick around. The lineup card coming up next. And, of course, Chris Atterbury with all the action. Don't forget, the huddle gets us started tomorrow morning at 10, followed by the Twins and Rangers in Game 4 here on CCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Twins and Rangers, Game 3 of a four-game set down in Arlington. And the Twins have won the first two, a couple of tight ball games, good pitching performances, good work out of the bullpen. And Phil Miller joins us. He covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. And he joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Phil, always good to visit with you. I'm sure you're glad you're indoors.
Yeah, I have kind of changed my my tune on the old ballpark. I loved the old ballpark at Arlington, and was disappointed that they traded it in for, you know, what is a giant airplane hangar. But it has been it's currently 104 here, and it has been over 100 every day that we've been here. And it, I mean, you leave after the game, and it's 95. So I understand why the Rangers don't want to inflict this sort of thing on their players, on their fans. So it makes a lot more sense now.
No, and Phil, you bring up a great point. Of course, when the Washington Senators Part Two moved to Texas, they played in what was a glorified minor league ballpark for years.
Yeah,
and then they moved into the new park in Arlington, and that was an upgrade, but it was completely enclosed. It didn't have a roof, and I had never been there, but the Twins fans that I have talked to said it was ridiculously hot even at night.
Yeah, like I said, we leave, you know, I left the ballpark close to midnight last night, and it was 94 or something like that. And if the wind is blowing, there's like someone has a blow dryer in your face. It's quite something. I remember I attended a couple of games a long time ago in that first ballpark. I remember it was the only park in the big leagues that had more seats in fair territory than foul. It just had huge bleachers in the outfield, which was really not ideal for paying customers.
And exposed to the sunlight in Texas. And there was a thought about the Rangers that as long as they played outside or played the lion's share of their games outside, that they wouldn't win because it was just so draining that by the time even some good clubs got to September, they just ran out of gas. So I don't know if there's any truth to that theory, but the Rangers have had some success as of late.
Yeah, you may have heard they won the World Series last year. I'll say one thing too. They are enjoying reminding everybody that it reminds me of when the Red Sox broke their curse in 2004. In 2005, they talked about World Series champions endlessly in Boston, and it's kind of that way here too. They gave replica World Series rings to fans on Thursday. They gave World Series champion hoodies to fans last night. They bring it up a lot.
Yeah, and this year has been a step back. At the moment, 11 games under 500, and have dropped the first two games of the series to the Twins. And the Twins, you've got to give them credit. And I want to start with Simeon Woods Richardson. Rocco Baldelli, we played a cut before the news 10 minutes ago or 15 minutes ago, and he said it is okay if you don't have your best stuff to get credit for a win. And he went 5 and got credit for the win. The Twins got a couple of home runs, including a 3-run shot from Carlos Santana, and they win the ball game. It's all good.
It was a crazy game. The Rangers hit, I think I counted 8 balls to the warning track, and the Twins caught every one of them. It was as Ryan Jeffers said, if the fences were in about 5 feet, he gives up 8 home runs in that game. But he said he didn't have his best stuff, but he was getting hard. And Rocco said, they probably out-hit us yesterday, probably are sitting over there thinking, what do we got to do? But that's just how baseball goes.
Yeah, and pretty solid performance out of the bullpen. Once again, Simeon Woods Richardson goes 5, but they were able to piece it together and get a win. And Griffin Jacks has had a fine year, and maybe doesn't get enough credit.
He definitely doesn't. I have talked to a pitching analytics guru. The Sabre convention was just in town, and he was telling me that he was asking me, why don't we talk more about Griffin Jacks? According to his statistical measures, Griffin Jacks is the best reliever in baseball this season. He had numbers to back it up, and he said, it's just the bias towards the closer. You don't notice the setup man quite as much. But Griffin Jacks, it is news when he gives up a run, because it doesn't happen very often. I'm almost sure he hasn't given up one in August yet. So he's on quite a roll.
Phil Miller joining us from the Star Tribune covers the Twins. They are in Arlington to play the Rangers tonight. David Festa on the mound, and with all the injuries, a number of key injuries, and we'll jump into that in more detail in a moment, but Festa getting an opportunity. He's a big kid. He's a young guy with a team that has a very good chance to get to the postseason.
Yeah, and if they do, he'll be partly responsible for it. This is his 6th start, I believe, and he went from a guy that after every start we'd say, did he earn another one? Will he be here for the next one? And we don't ask anymore, because he's on the team. He's got to perform every 5th day. It's interesting that Rangers have a relief pitcher named Festa as well, and he faced 8 batters last night, retired them all. So it turns out that they are no relation, but that's the sort of performance the Twins are looking for tonight. But with Festa and with Simeon Woods Richardson and now with Zebby Matthews, he'll start Monday in San Diego. This is what they're going to ride to get to the postseason if they indeed make it, and they look like they're on their way now.
Yeah, and then Pablo Lopez gets a start on Sunday, and I think with each and every start, fans are, when is the Pablo Lopez maybe we saw in 2023 going to arrive on the scene? And that's an open-ended question because it has been a different year for Pablo.
It has. He has been surpassed this year by both Joe Ryan and certainly now Bailey Overs, yep, the ace of the staff. Not much doubt about that, the way he's pitched in the last 2 months. Pablo is ever optimistic, though, and he thinks he has tracked down some problems. There were some he thinks he was losing focus with his arm angle and that he can adjust that. He has been okay, but not great for about a month now. He hasn't, he in Oakland, I think it was, he retired 17 straight batters, and he hasn't had a game like that since. But I just talked to him today, and he's pretty eager to get out there tomorrow.
Yeah, and final game of that four-game series for the Twins. All right, on the injury front, Byron Buxton a couple of days ago put on the injured list, 10-day injured list. Any indication, could this linger, or will this be a brief stint? Once again, 10-day IL, but that doesn't mean a whole lot ultimately on when he would return to the lineup and contribute.
It doesn't, although the thought was, they didn't put him on the injured list until the day of the first game here because they were hopeful that he could fly down and play yesterday. The new information is interesting. They've discovered or decided that the injury is basically some scar tissue from a similar injury he had 2 years ago. And so they gave him a cortisone shot, and that should help loosen the scar tissue and hopefully take care of it. But I asked Nick Paparesta, the trainer, is that good or bad that it's something like that? And he said, it can go both ways. It's the sort of thing that it could come back. He doesn't think it'll linger because they're able to treat it, but the fact that this has recurred now, there's no new injury, there's nothing that they can find on scans that looks like a problem, but he was in real pain. He couldn't sit down comfortably. They're pretty confident that another week off will be enough for him, but now they have to be on the lookout for, is this something that he's going to have to deal with every year or two, every month or two? Nobody knows.
Phil Miller joining us from the Star Tribune. Twins and Rangers coming up. Lineup card gets started at 5:30. First pitch after 6 o'clock. As we mentioned, David Festa on the mound for the Twins as they try and win the third game of this four-gamer down in Texas. Any updates on Brooks Lee or any thought on when he may start work again and return to the lineup?
Yeah, he is improving, but it's an injury that is mostly just going to be treated with rest. He's able to hit from the left side, I believe, and they're going to they're working on that, and hopefully the pain when he hits right-handed, they'll put him out there to take some swings right-handed on Monday and see if that improves. It's the sort of thing that they're kind of optimistic, but the Twins have a bad history of injuries taking longer than they expected. I mean, Carlos Correa for one, and so they're not committing to how soon he'll be back, but they did say he is improving.
And on Correa, the last time we visited, and you keep hearing that they're just going to rely on Correa on when he's ready to go and start work, and it'll be up to him when he says, hey, I'm good to go.
Yeah, and he kind of had to back off a little bit last week, but he's running full speed again. They need him to run full speed, you know, several days in a row to prove that he's okay. They're trying a lot of different things. I know that he has a shoe contract, so he doesn't really want to talk about this. But I know he's tried different shoes, different makers, different options that might allow him to run a little more pain free on the right foot. But he said when it happened in San Francisco that he thought it would only be a week or two, and that was 5 weeks ago now. So, he went through it last year. It's an injury that just doesn't go away if you push it too much. So I'm sure it's really frustrating for him and for the Twins.
Well, Phil, always good to visit with you. I wonder if the agent, you know, is like, okay, if you put on a new shoe, you got to strategically place the duct tape, et cetera.
Yeah.
Over
we've been talking about that, and he doesn't want to talk about it. So
I'm sure.
It would not surprise me if he is wearing an unbranded shoe when he returns.
Yeah, in the working with the agent, yeah, we need to get something, no logos, and good luck with that.
yeah, but if it gets him back on the field, it's not like Carlos is, it's not like he needs the endorsement money that bad. So I think the $200 million contract makes getting on the field maybe a little more important.
Yeah, I would think the rent is probably not a concern.
Well, right.
Phil, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Okay, Steve, good talking to you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Phil Miller covers the Twins for the Star Tribune and is so generous with his time, particularly leading up to the ball games on Saturdays here at News Talk E3OWCCO. By the way, our sports coverage continues in earnest ahead of Game 4 of this series down in Texas, and that's the Huddle. Pete Najeri and Dave Schwartz between 10 and noon. And then, of course, Inside Twins, the lineup card on a Sunday, and the final game of the four-game set here on the home of the Twins. News Talk, E3OWCCO. Game 3 on the way. We'll have a look at the Major League scores, the Major League standings, sneak peek at the lineup behind David Vesta tonight here on News Talk, E3OWCCO. Twins and Rangers coming up. If you haven't heard, this autumn we're celebrating our 100th birthday here at WCCO Radio. And I'm really excited. Coming up, starting at the fair, our 100th anniversary album, loaded with highlights over the years, will be available for sale. And I've had a chance to hear some of this stuff, and it is great. I also heard that I did not make the cut.
Oh, boy, here we go.
No, I'm just saying, there's a lot of great stuff on there, and it'll be available for sale at the fair. The 100th anniversary album, celebrating 100 years of WCCO Radio. You're going to want that. Very cool indeed. All right, let's get you up to date on what's going on in the big leagues at the moment. First, the standings in the East, New York leading Baltimore by a game. New York, best record in the American League. In the Central, Cleveland leading Minnesota by 3. Kansas City, 5 back. Houston lead Seattle by 3 in the AL West. Over in the NL, Phillies by 8 over Atlanta. Milwaukee by 10 over Cincinnati. And LA leading Arizona, how about that, by 3 right now. Those are the division standings. And if you're wondering about the wild card, here are the wild card standings at the moment. Baltimore, your wild card leader. Then it's the Twins and the Royals. So at the moment, for the wild card, Orioles, Twins, Royals, Red Sox lurk, then the Mariners and the Rays. Twins in really good spot when it comes to the wild card. in the American League. All right, before we run out of time, want to take a look, a sneak peek at that lineup before we turn it over to the pregame lineup card here on News Talk 830 WCCO. As we mentioned, David Fezta on the mound for the Twins tonight as they try and win their third straight over the Rangers in this series. And here's how they're going to go at shortstop. Castro leading off. Larnick in left. He'll bat second. Batting third, Lewis at third. In the cleanup spot, the DH will be Wallner. Batting fifth, Santana at first. He had the big three-run bomb on Friday night. That turned out to be the difference. Kepler's in left, and he will bat sixth. Batting seventh, Eddie Julian's back. He'll be at second base. Batting eighth, Vasquez will catch. Batting ninth, Martin in center field. So here's how the Twins are going to go. Castro, Larnick, Lewis, Wallner, Santana, Kepler, Julian Vasquez, and Martin behind David Festa's ERA up at 5.2, but he has put together two wins and two losses as a starter for the injury plagued Twins. Eovaldi will start for the Rangers tonight. Maybe their best starter this year, Nathan, 34-year-old veteran, 8-6 ERA, 3.75. So the Twins' bats will be challenged a bit in steamy Arlington, Texas. But the good news is they have a permanent roof down there. It was cool and comfortable for the ball game tonight. Stick around. The lineup card coming up next. And, of course, Chris Atterbury with all the action. Don't forget, the huddle gets us started tomorrow morning at 10, followed by the Twins and Rangers in Game 4 here on CCO.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.